the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. Rev, it's show number 692. 692 in our original It's Your Business series.
What's the deal, Bill? How's your Monday going?
Monday's good.
You know, I wish it would rain once in a while. That'd be nice.
We had one guest that came in, and I said, is it raining? And I think he wanted to check my eyeglasses.
Well,
he was drenched. But that's all part of it.
Water spots.
And the the good weather, the wet weather helps a lot of people. So we'll talk about that. One Monday a month, we give you the report card on the home building permits and the real estate report card, bringing together, traditionally, the president of the home builders. This year, it's Cindy Monin and the president of the Realtors Association, Brandon Martins. However, Brandon, a show of the times and a show of the report card, is in the middle of a closing. So who will represent the Realtors Association? Stick around. We'll show you at about 9:17 this morning. Of course, we're going to be talking about the first 5 months of 2014 compared with the same period in 2013. Along the way, we'll tell other sides to the story. We'll hear from a real estate broker with his own team that has put together quite the project at Canterbury Village. Seems to win every year in the parade of homes. Mortgage banker Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage with the Affordability Index. Mike Osted, Dakota Radon. Safety factors that can affect the sales. Enough said. The guy that walked in, I'm not going to say what you told me.
I just said that most people accuse me of being all wet sometimes. So
you're just partly wet.
And today I really am wet.
You know, that 50% rain did it all over your
Yeah, it did. Thumb. Yeah, I just happened to had that cloud that followed me into the door. So, but I don't feel like I have a cloud over the top of me. So this is a pretty exciting time to be in real estate right now. So, and that's what we're talking about today, right?
Absolutely. And what we traditionally do is talk about one segment of that with a member of our It's Your Business family. And it's been a good time for Canterbury Village.
It has been. Yeah, we've, you know, experienced some nice, you know, prosperity out there in reference to the number of people that have come out and taken a look at Canterbury Village and looked at the equation. And, you know, we've presented our case in reference to the benefits of living, you know, at Canterbury Village, having your own home. It's a, you know, ranch condo with no steps. You know, that's a big plus. The other part is that with the Homeowners Association, the HOA, just means that it's, you know, like our tagline, we're living at home is like being on vacation.
Kind of do a little preview of what's coming up in the next segment. What we are hearing is that the supply of homes is increasing a little bit. Building permits, 2014, apparently headed to be the number 2 year ever for building permits in dollars. And, of course, you start worrying about it when you compare it to 2013, which was the number 1 year.
Yeah. No, it's... I don't know if there's anything really to worry about. I think what we're seeing is just a nice flow of economy when it comes to the real estate industry. And I think that, you know, there's other sectors of this economy around Sioux Falls that have experienced the, you know, similar, you know, positive numbers here. But, you know, we've, you know, the builders are trying to respond to the, you know, the demand. And that's, you always have that little bit of a whiplash effect, you know, where all of a sudden there's this high demand, but yet the builders have to try to get that all done. And it only takes them, you know, it takes them about 3 to 4 months to from the time they start the project to finish it. So that's why we, you know, we get these highs and lows from month to month. But I think the positive side of things is that you know, the weather got nicer in the last I'm gonna say 3 to 4 weeks, it seems like. And with that, we've seen just increased activity out in the field.
Canterbury Village, HOA is the difference.
I think that's one of the things. I mean, they obviously that's something that people are, you know, really, really looking for in their lives. I mean, they're looking for to keep things just as easy and you know, that gives them some a certain amount of freedom in their lifestyle to be able to come and go as they please and not have to worry about the, you know, the lawns and you know, the outsides of the buildings and that sort of thing. But I think the other thing that, you know, you and I talked about here just this last week when we were talking about it is I think that the whole thing that is the the larger part that we're seeing more and more people talk about is that sense of community. I mean, the fact that people feel connected. And, you know, when you talk about neighborhoods, you know, the real definition of like a neighborhood, because, you know, we just talk about, we throw that term out there, you know, just kind of haphazardly, well, I live in a, you know, such and such neighborhood. But a neighborhood, the actual definition is something where you have face-to-face interaction with people around you. And that is really, truly the case at Canterbury Village, where you get to know everybody, you know, by their first name, and they get to know you. And you know, that part is, I think, what people really kind of like. They look for that. That's something that they're interested in being a part of.
What we have not included is location, which is Dubuque, Madison, East Sioux Falls.
Yep, East Sioux Falls. I mean, we've mentioned before, you know, East Sioux Falls seems to be, you know, moving right along. There's just been a lot of activity out that way with all the developments and, you know, obviously the you know, with restaurants and stores and movie theaters and that sort of thing, it certainly drives some of that. But I think that, you know, the east side of Sioux Falls has, over probably the last 2 or 3 years, we've just seen a lot of activity. And we're there. I mean, that's where, you know, and that's why we've experienced some of the traffic that we've experienced, where people are like, I like this out here. I mean, we're on the edge of town. It's quiet. You can hear the birds sing, the, you know, frogs chirp, all that sort of thing. And I'm not saying you can't hear that in all parts of town, but it's very distinctive out there. Oh, and you get to see some of the deer walk through the, you know, Canterbury Village every once in a while, too.
We probably have more frogs than birds making noise today, don't you
think? Today we have a few frogs, yes.
Canterbury Village starting in the 260s.
Yes, yep. Yep.
And phase one is where, and phase two is when?
Yeah, phase one, we closed on, just in this last, in May, we closed on 3 units out there, 3 homes. And now we have another home that we'll be closing on here within the next couple weeks, which then leaves us with 2 units or 2 homes left for phase one. And then phase one will be done, which, you know, that's great because we are starting on phase two right now. We're already making plans, you know, getting things all staked out and going. And we actually have 2 of those homes that are actually committed to. We're hoping to have those up and people in there by the end of September, potentially. So, yeah, we'll be on a fast. Brad and Tammy will be very busy over the next few months.
And Brad and Tammy are actually a big difference in Canterbury Village.
I think so. I mean, you know, we talked about the homeowners association. We talked about the sense of community. But I also think that when you bring the element of someone who, you know, like Brad, who's a quality, you know, builder, who's been doing this for 20-some years and really, really, you know, cares about what he does, and you really feel that. You get that sense of that when you speak with them. And then Brad and his wife, Tammy, who, you know, she is very compassionate about what she does, making sure that everything is in its place, taken care of. You know, that we talked about the whole thing with, you know, the grounds and how they look and the clubhouse. But she also brings a little bit of the social element into it, you know, where they kind of encourage some of the, you know, social activities, things that are going on. You know, like month to month, they have their little social get together with Canterbury Village, where it's a dinner at the clubhouse and everybody gets a chance to get
there.
Together. Yeah, we've been there. We've enjoyed it, and that was a lot of fun. And we were hoping to be able to do that again this year. And I'd like to do it this time around the pool, you know, as opposed to inside when it was, you know, 20 below.
That was a little colder, and there were footballs going up and down the field in Denver or someplace.
Yeah, that's right. That was a football night. So, but, and that's the thing, too, when, you know, that sense of community where all of a sudden, you know, we have a number of the people that are living there and at their homes, they have, you know, started up, like quilt club. They have some other different activities that they've just generated themselves. Some people that come in and they play cards on a regular basis at the clubhouse, and they've, you know, they've got an exercise room and, you know, a large TV room, and actually they got a full kitchen in there. So it's kind of like your extended living room. Like we've mentioned that before too.
Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village. How do they find you?
Our office number is 275-0555. Cell number is 201-5998, and that probably is the best way to reach me, the 201-5998, because I'm usually out and about, and we've talked about too, I only live about 6 or 7 blocks from there, so.
You probably wouldn't walk in the rain.
If I had to, I would. I could
Gene
do it.
Kelly, I don't think
for, if you called me and said you want to meet me and I didn't have a car, I would walk in the rain for you,
that's,
Bill.
That's so. Dedication. Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village. We're going to talk with the real estate side and the home builders side. Don't go too far. I think you're the appointed delegate this morning for the Real Estate Association.
Oh, boy. I hope I know what I'm talking about.
I think you will.
All right.
I think you'll do good. That's all when It's Your Business continues.
They say you can't pick your family, but with Sprint, you can pick your family. Hi, this is Norvo. With the new family plan from Sprint, the more people you add, the lower your rate. Pick your crazy Aunt Zoe, your best friend, the pizza delivery girl. Part friends, part family, all family. Up to 10 of you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 1 gig of data for as low as $25 per month on the Sprint network. Save together and get separate bills. Who you add is up to you. Happy connecting from Sprint.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Oh, the raindrops. Cindy came in. She wasn't wet this morning. Jim Lowe, I haven't checked him to see if he was wet. Tony Bachman has opted to take the offer from the Real Estate Association to represent them in this segment. Brandon Martins, sign of the times, in the middle of a closing this morning. Of course, he is the president of the Real Estate Association of the Sioux Empire. Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders, and as we do each month, we come together to review building permits, real estate sales, pending prices, and more. Tony, welcome back. You didn't go far. You didn't want to get wet. I guess that,
thank you. That's I appreciate
what that was
that.
About.
Yeah, big shoes to fill, so I don't know. I'll do it up best I can here.
All right. Brandon will be listening or listen on the podcast. Cindy, nice to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you. I held my file folder on top of my head so I wouldn't get wet.
That's an expert. That's an experienced person. In South Dakota. 5 months, 2014, in the books. Cindy, before we look at those numbers, where are we headed, do you think, the last 7 months?
Well, I think that we're really in good shape. And frankly, you maybe don't want the numbers yet, but it's all in the numbers.
No.
I mean, we're not far behind. If you look at total single-family building permits, we're only 20 behind where we were in 2012. So we're catching up on 2013, like we've talked in the past. And, you know, total construction value, $249.3 million. That's still a very, very strong year. You know, and in May alone, 66 single-family building permits versus, you know, 72 in 2012 and only 40 in 2013. So you're going to have those month-to-month swings. I think most of the members of our association are busy, busy, busy.
And they're busy doing not only building, but the remodeling number actually is as much as 12 and 13 put together.
Yes, that is right. There's a lot of remodeling going on. And I think we've talked in the past, it could be because we're getting that that home ready to sell, to put on the market so these guys can sell it and so we can build that next new home.
Single family units, trending above 2012, 262 versus 242 in 2012, 370 last year. Townhomes, 81 versus 171 last year. But multifamily units, something we heard from the Multi-Housing Association. You need to build some of those because we had a little shortage. The occupancy rates were skyrocketing. And 520 a year ago, 599 this year. Are we catching up?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, of course, you know, that number is a couple really large projects that came in this year. So you're going to see those swings where multifamily will have some really high years and then maybe not much activity in the year after. So that's the way that market works.
Now, before we run out of time, being that you brought it up and you're here and Brandon is doing some business on a closing, making some money. Imagine us talking about that this morning. But you do have a repair fair that's this week.
Yes, yes. The repair fair is coming up this week, and I think that a lot of people don't realize how much back the home builders members give to this community. We have 7 projects in Sioux Falls. 6 of them are funded by community development. They have about a $7,000 budget. 1 project in Sioux Falls is funded by the CARE Foundation for about $1,400. And there's 1 project in Brandon that has had all of their materials donated by the Brandon Lumber Company, around $500 worth. So we really thank them for that. We're doing things like a 10x5 deck with stairs and handrails, wheelchair ramps, and then a project of replacing a tub with a walk-in shower for a vet that has bad knees and is having trouble getting into the tub. So we're doing a lot for people in this community that, you know, need a little help, and that's what our association is about.
Whether we're talking with Cindy from the Home Builders Association or talking this morning with Tony Bachman, who is stepping in for Brandon Martins, who's in the middle of a closing. One of the things I think you could say, if there wasn't a 2013, our numbers would be just out of this world. 2013, I think you both would agree, was the number one year. And obviously when you compare that with once in a lifetime year almost to this year, it's a little different.
Yeah, well, I think that the 2013, when we talk about that, I think there was just a lot of bottled up energy. I mean, you know, back the whole thing started back in 2008, where you know the trend kind of, you know, things kind of started you know, slowing down when it comes to the real estate industry, and everybody's like, well, when is this going to pick up? When is it going to pick up? And I think when you have enough people saying the message, a positive message, and everybody else picks up on that message for all the right reasons, because of interest rates and what's happening out there and the prices. 2013 kind of went, you know, boom, it was big, you know. And so now we're talking about 2014. Not every year can be a record year, but I think that we're 2014, we're right there. We're right in step with 2013. Because the other part is I think that, you know, this winter got wind a little long. I mean, it seemed like it was real cold for a long time. Here for the last 4 weeks, it's got nice. We've seen a lot of activity out in the field as realtors. I mean, we've been very busy, a lot of phone calls. And so I'm not so sure that give us another 3-4 months, we're going to catch up and potentially take 2013 numbers to task.
Real Estate Association always has an expert out of the Twin Cities or someplace give a paragraph, and this is what it says for this month. On the real estate side of it, the language used, the American dream of home ownership is alive and well, but it must still contend with market fluctuations. Buyers need homes for sale. They also need reliable financing, better jobs, and stronger wage growth. New listings in Sioux Falls area up 0.2%. Considering where we've been first 5 months, up anything is good. Pending sales, first time for the year, up 35%. Inventory levels grew almost 7%. Thoughts?
Yep. When you're talking about the whole thing with new listings, that's a positive. That's the other thing that will help release some of these numbers and make our numbers look even better than what they are. The problem is, has been supply and demand. Supply has been down substantially in reference to the listings that are available, whether it be new construction or existing homes. And so it makes it harder for a new homeowner who's out there trying to look or make that transition from one home to the next. It makes it a little harder for them to make that that transition. So because the supply is going to start increasing, we're going to start to see, I don't want to say the floodgates are going to open up, no pun intended, with the water, but it's just one of those that I think that we're going to see more activity. And that's why I think truly 2014 is going to do probably similar numbers to 2013.
Keeping in mind 2013 is a record year, closed sales for this year, first 5 months are now off less than 10%, 9.6% compared to a year ago. The total survey area is only 6.3% lower, which is an indication that perhaps the sales were greater in 2013 and harder to catch up with in the Sioux Falls area. Sales price in Sioux Falls is up 3.5%. Average sales price now at $183,000. The area is up 2.8% to $175,600. As far as the communities are concerned, Brandon, which had a tremendous year last year, is off 27.5%. though they were up 7.1% in May. Harrisburg down 11%, Madison 15%, Canton which had a record year in 2013, is down 48%. Those that are on the plus side, T is up 111%. What a May they had. They had four sold in 2013, 16 in May this year. So they're 18 sold versus 38 this year. Del Rapids is 70% higher, went from 20 to 34. Hartford from 12 to 20, 66%. Lenox, 9 to 13, 44%. So a trend with those communities like Sioux Falls that had big years last year, a little harder to match 2014 with 2013.
Yep. Again, I'll just go back to the thing of supply. You know, I think the supply is kind of limiting that a little bit, but we're going to see all those numbers get caught up here in the next couple months. And like I said in the previous segment, when we were talking about Canterbury, it's an exciting time to be in real estate right now. I mean, it's a pretty dynamic, you know, area when it comes to people wanting to make that move up and take a look at things. The prices are right. Interest rates are fantastic, as Jim will probably testify here in the next segment coming up. But yeah, I think demand is really high, and that's why it's kind of held us back just a little bit.
We're in our last minute and a half, but I want you to encourage people to work with builders.
Yes.
And to work with real estate agents.
Yes, definitely. We have great members at the HBA. You can go on our website, hbasouempire.com. You can look at our members list. They're all professionals, and they'll do a very nice job, whether it's remodeling or building. One final point I just want to say, you know, when we compare 13 to 14, as Tony mentioned, you know, we have less than 100 building permits, residential building permit numbers, to catch up to 2013. So we may catch 13 before this year is over.
And what would you say about the real estate side, the difference that a real estate professional makes?
Yeah, I think it just helps answer any of the questions that you may have in reference to real estate. The average person will look on the internet for about 2 months before they actually contact a realtor. And a lot of times what's holding them back is they have questions and they're just a little apprehensive about the process. I'd encourage you to just make a phone call, ask those questions. And I think once you get some of those answers, it'll make that, the whole equation will make sense and people will be able to move forward faster.
And if you're skilled at building homes, there might be a place that they could find a job?
Yes, definitely. We're always looking for improvements and increases in our workforce. And, yes, that's going to be a big effort of our association and other construction associations to get more people to look at the construction field. It's a good career.
Cindy Monin, who is president of the Home Builders Association, Tony Bachman, sitting in, standing in, getting ready to go back in the rain for Brandon Martins, who's in a closing this morning. Never mind having somebody here when they've got a closing.
Yeah, see there, Brandon right there is trying to make the numbers catch up for 2013. So he's closing something this morning. So we're ready to get our numbers back up there for 2013. So,
guys, you did a great job. Jim Lowe is standing by with the Housing Affordability Index, the interest numbers, and whether or not now's the time to get a loan. All that following the Fox Business News. Talk about the financial side of the building and real estate. Report card. Jim, a little wet outside, but
Rainy Mondays.
That's going to make the grass even quicker.
Was there a song back in your time called Rainy Mondays? I can't remember it. I'm not that old. But
Rev could.
Rev, you got that song?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, yeah, it's a great time in Sioux Falls again. I'm happy to be here this morning. Hello to everybody. You know, I was listening to Cindy talk about the numbers this morning, and there was five stats stuck out to me, and I just want to go through those real quickly. You know, it's all about the pace of things in life. And the pace right now in the mortgage business is very good. We're not overwhelmed. We're not underwhelmed. It's just right. So pending sales is a major stat. It's up 35%. Closed sales, up. Those are the two things you get paid on. All the rest of it is just, you know, you're working. But you get paid on pending sales and closed loans. Housing affordability, 211, which is very good, higher than the national average. So that means that a lot of people can afford houses. Inventory, we're back to 6 months, 5 months of inventory, which is good. 6 months is pretty perfect. So now there's variety of homes available for people to buy. So that's good. The thing that really is the best is the interest rates are still low. We thought coming into this year that we'd see some higher rates by this time. Well, we haven't. 4.125%. Not the APR. I'm not talking about that. Just when you come in, you'll get that. So I want to highlight one thing, Bill, this morning from our products, okay? I want to highlight our home improvement product, all right? If you're looking to put a new cabinet in, new cabinets in, new flooring, new carpet, new garage, we have a great program available to you, an FHA 203K. You can get the bids, you can close your loan, do the work, and then start making your payments right away.
Housing affordability number is still over 200.
Still over 200, Bill. It's really good. I mean, it's higher than the national average. It's about 170, which means that people can afford houses in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
So, with the fact that one of the numbers we quote is that the sales price is up, in Sioux Falls, it's now at the average is $183,000. That's a 3% increase over a year ago. The average area-wide is at $175,600. It still makes you wonder how those seeking to buy a home are going to find the best deals when, even though we got a few more homes this month, it's a little tighter than it was a couple of years ago.
Well, I was looking at that actually yesterday afternoon. I was kind of preparing for the show, and I was looking at the percentage of increase in appreciation from 2009 to 2014. And it's only like 5%. Because the houses went way down, and now they're coming back. So it's only about a 5% increase. Now, that's good. That's good for people who want to buy homes because they're not overpriced. We're not creating a bubble issue again. So I think it's really good. The prices are good. If you go out there and look and you contact a professional real estate agent or a professional builder to help you through this, you'll find a home.
And you got to have patience. Sometimes you can't be sold on the very first one, but you can't wait to have everything that's on your checklist.
That's true. If you like area, price, schools, if you like the house, call Advanta Mortgage and get an application started, and we'll get that finance for you.
All right, let's go through some basics this morning. Closing time from when you start to finish. And again, it depends on the product, depends on whether you got the government involved or if you're conventional or what you have.
Well, we got the government involved in everything we do.
Really?
So, yes. But, you know, our average closing times are between 30 and 35 days, okay? Sometimes we run into issues after it gets to underwriting. Our turn times with our underwriting is actually getting longer because our volume is higher throughout the company. So we try to get the information up front. We have if we don't have all the information, our processors won't take the application and put it in the system. So we want to get all the information we can up front so it's a clean deal, gets through underwriting, it gets conditioned out, we get it closed. So it's running 30 to 35 days.
Wasn't too long ago we had Memorial Day, and we actually did a segment with Sean that was the on-call broker, and we went right through what it would be like if you called, rather than having to wait till Tuesday morning when the doors open to Advanta Mortgage or someplace else. You guys have that 18-7 where they can call, get all the information they need, and really get a head start, particularly if they're competing to buy a house.
Yeah, we have 18-7, banker on call, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we also have our website. So if you want to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're thinking about this house you want to buy, and you can't go to sleep, for example, just get up, go on your computer to advantamortgage.com. You can put your application in. It'll ask you for a list of documents, which you can just upload into our website. We'll pull them off the next morning, get your loan processed, and you can rest easy.
Most asked question you're getting right now at Advanta Mortgage.
Well, how long is it going to take to close? What's the interest rates? That type of thing. Same questions, just different time.
So when we deal with that, you're dealing with trust. Not everybody wants to share everything. But in this particular case, where you do have people that are up against the gun, they're up against competition that we haven't seen a few years ago. Now it's a different game. You've got to have somebody that you trust, somebody that can go to bat for you, somebody that can get it closed, and you move into that house.
I'm really proud of our staff, our lenders, okay? They have a heart for this business. They're trustworthy. They keep your information confidential. They'll work hard for you. But, you know, what we talk about all the time is if something is going wrong, let the realtor know. Let the homeowner know, so there's no surprises, okay? So lots of times we'll tell you that something is, you know, it's not working out because we found something else. We try to figure out a way to fix it. But give good news timely and also give not so good news timely.
Jim Lowe from Advanta Mortgage, your contact information?
Yes, we're at 605-275-2777. If 5109 South Crossing Place, just south of Brocco's. And you can get a hold of us at vannamortgage.com. Mortgage makers you can count on.
I guess we should mention, too, that we're challenging all the real estate people and the banks and everything else in a golf tournament that's coming up a week from Wednesday. Shall we just serve notice again that we'll be back to defend?
Let's do that. You know, I think the mayor, is he back from Germany yet or wherever he was?
I don't know what language he's going to be speaking.
I don't either, but, you know, we're happy. We're happy again. On the 18th, the Real Estate Association is having their annual real estate or the golf tournament. And myself, Bill Zortman, Doug English, and Mayor Mike will take on the crowd again this year. So hopefully we can make it 3 years in a row.
That would be nice.
Of winning our flight.
And trust me, they haven't exactly favored us. I mean, we've had to work our tails off.
Absolutely.
And I've been in some places that I had to try to make some shots. We didn't play the best sometimes. We had a tennis-playing mayor that actually was coming back from injury a year ago.
Yeah, I've been playing with Doug English on Saturday mornings. Excuse me. Doug is hitting the ball really well. And so I heard you're hitting it well, so you guys can prop me up, because I'm not playing best. And Mayor will carry him along. He'll take care of himself.
Well, and you got to wear Tennessee orange.
Orange, that's a prerequisite.
Prerequisite, and we'll show up that way. I don't know what the mayor would look like in orange. That would mean he's probably Texas Longhorn.
I want to bring him some orange shirt to wear. I've got a lot of orange.
All right. Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage. We'll check the loan snapshot in the next hour.
Yes, I'm heading back to the office. Craig's not back yet. Why don't you call Sean? Have Sean do it again. I know he's listening. So, Sean, you do the numbers 10:30 for us.
All right.
I think he kind of liked doing that on Friday.
I think he did, too. He did a good job. Jim Lowe, who has helped us again with our report card this morning as we look at the figures as they were in 2013, how they are in 2014. One of the guys that has been out and about, part of the A-team, will be joining us, Mike Austad, when our report card continues. Well, it's that time in the show on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday where I get to tell you about Comfort King. You know, with the likes of Jim Lowe and Tony Bachman and Cindy Monin and, you know, the group that I'm going to have at 10 o'clock are already arriving. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But I've got to have a good night's sleep. And the Comfort King has really helped me out. I can get to my Comfort King bed when the grandkids aren't there. And they have taken over the controls. They'd love the controls with the power base, with the fact that I can be there and I can get a good night's sleep. They can get there, take their dinosaurs, take whatever they want to bed, and enjoy. Imagine being a grandparent and you can take them to your own bed and it goes up and down, up and down. It still works after a year with the grandkids, 10 grandkids. That makes it tough. But Chris Larson took care of us. My wife and I actually went to Comfort King. Easy to find for my wife. It's near the mall. And we actually tried 8 different beds. We found the 2 we liked the best. She voted twice. I didn't vote. And now she controls her side. I control mine. And if we need a massage, it's right there. Comfort King, something that's special for me. They can build one for you. And if you're like me, the return on investment's important to get a good night's sleep. Would you agree with that, Mr. A-Team member?
I would, Bill. I do have a Comfort King mattress, and I do need, especially with the busy construction season, I got to get my 8 hours. And the Comfort King mattress is a great product. I've had this one for 3 years. It has held together. It doesn't wear apart. Good night's sleep on that mattress.
Well, let's see. That must be a member of the A-Team.
Maybe you can hire the A-Team.
It is, Bill. Mike here, Dakota Radon Mitigation. You can hire the A-Team.
And we did this morning.
Yes.
Mike, I know you've been on the road. We've talked about it. Of course, radon is a question that can come up on a sales contract when we do our report card show with the home builders and the realtors. Radon has been a sticky point.
It has. It does not have to be, and that's one of the reasons why it's been good to be on your show the last couple of years, is to help people prepare for radon. It's part of a home inspection process, but more importantly, it's prevalent in the homes in the eastern Dakotas within the listening audience. Odorless, colorless gas. It gets into the home from the ground. It is a leading cause of lung cancer, a key environmental cause of lung cancer that can be controlled. It is easy to check the homes, whether you're a home buyer or a homeowner or you have a friend or family in the neighborhood or in this eastern Dakota area where radon is more prevalent than in other parts of the country. It's cost-effective and can be easily tested to see if you have that an elevated radon gas.
Most people would say radon has got to be a small deal. How could it affect a sales contract?
And that's, as you'd heard earlier, it on a real estate show, house closings, home inspections, and Jim Lowe said, you know, you're thinking about, you know, getting a mortgage and getting prepared. These are things you need to anticipate, and quite often that is part of a home inspection to check the home for radon gas. And if it is an issue, to get that corrected and get it corrected right with somebody that does this professionally and has a record of working with this area and experience to get these problems addressed and fixed before the sale of the house, because sometimes if it doesn't get addressed, the closing can be delayed.
Mike Austad, Dakota Radon Mitigation, 201-4704. Did you ever get your website up?
It is coming underway, Bill.
It's under construction?
Yes, and it is. It's at least the main page is there, DakotaRadonMitigation.com.
All right, mitigation.
It's a new site.
A lot of people would not understand mitigation. They may have moved here from another part of the country that didn't have the word radon in their vocabulary when it came to home sales.
Sure.
What is mitigation?
Mitigation is the components to address the home through fixtures and ventilation system in the home that stays with the home that mitigates the cancerous gas from the ground and away from the home and out of the home so that the level inside the home is mitigated below the level of harm for people and pets. And that is a process of digging subground underneath the floor, the concrete slab, and routing it correctly to protect the integrity of the home and the fire structure safety and the electrical components. There is an electrical component to the fan system of the mitigation and vent pipe up and above the roof of the home. So our goal is to efficiently and cost-effectively vent from the ground up and above the roof of the house in a way that's done correctly. And there's a component of getting the home tested afterwards to check the work. We don't just install these things for looks. There is a check and balance to make sure that the system works, and that is included part of Dakota Radon Mitigation that we offer.
We mentioned the word cancer and radon.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they go together?
Lung cancer is the leading cancer killer amongst men and women. It eclipses some of the other cancers combined. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, esophageal cancer. And its survival rate is one of the least survival five-year rates. Lung cancers are the most the leading cause of death. They're hard to correct a case of lung cancer for the survival rate. So when we control some of the leading causes of lung cancer that are environmental, cigarette smoking firsthand, second leading cause is radon gas, elevated levels in the long term in the home. So we can control some of those factors and really wipe out a main causes of lung cancer, which is a very catastrophic cancer. Not that the others aren't, but that's the main killer for the cancers between men and women.
Mike Austad, Dakota Radon Mitigation. The questions you're getting asked in the field right now, and I know you're working with builders, you're working with people that are now hearing from kids, grandkids. Grandpa, have you checked to see if you've got radon in your home?
Sure.
So what are you getting?
In a new generation, this is new construction is we're gaining traction in that field and going outside of just real estate inspections. So we want to address not just the home seller or buyer, but the current homeowner, as it's a factor there. This time of year, where do we go? Throughout southwest Minnesota, eastern South Dakota, Kieran, Brandon, Veblen, all over the place in Madison. We've got a lot of calls and work in there, and Canton. So we do travel throughout the region. And we can give pricing and information over the phone, too, and do estimates, which are free. And if there's more information they want to get and some photos of work, articles, homeideasinfo.com, keyword Dakota Radon. It's a local newspaper or a news publication magazine, homeideasinfo.com, keywords Dakota Radon. It'll give even more information. Or call me at Dakota Radon Mitigation, 201-4704.
And we'll see if you've done any more construction work on your site by the time you're on later in the month.
Yeah, check it out. I haven't looked at it lately, but it is coming underway. And it does have at least some of the basics of the information, Bill. We're building the infrastructure. You know, we've got the bodies, we got the people ready to handle the jobs and the tasks at moment's notice. That website's just trailing a little bit.
Mike Austin from the Austin family.
Maybe you can hire the A-team.
At Dakota Radon Mitigation. Thanks, Bill.
Talk to you later in the month. Jody Schwan has the cover story. Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal, joined me Friday along with Paul Goldhammer, new franchisee for the Potbelly Sandwich Shop coming to Sioux Falls. And Ron Nelson, yes, another Nelson, with Commercial Real Estate Brokers. A great story on the Las Vegas Retail Show and a bit of a sell interest on Sioux Falls and Fargo being sold together, Jody.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Yeah, we continue to get just fantastic response from readers to all of that retail coverage. And we appreciate you bringing several guests on who could help us tell that story on Friday. And I heard actually from a broker just over the weekend, yesterday, in fact, who said, well, I got a couple more deals coming up, some of those national names that we actually reported on in our coverage of the show. So it sounds like there's lots of activity swirling around. Stay tuned for some more announcements. Sounds like sooner than later.
Well, enjoyed working with you on Friday, and we'll look ahead. But the look ahead this week has to be the cover story that goes to print and online Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to completely switch gears on this one, Bill, and take a look at some things that are going on in banking. Listen to this. Nationwide, it's estimated that 70% of people who work in banking are women. I think that would come as a surprise to most people. Maybe that's not the image that you first get when you think of people who work in banking, but 70% are women, and yet the numbers flip-flop when we look at the executive level. Only about 20% of those upper leadership positions are held by women, and several of our area banks are looking at how to change that. They have debuted some innovative and interesting new programs to try to encourage women to consider some of those leadership opportunities. So we're going to detail how they are doing that in Wednesday's cover story.
Interesting story. I like the sounds of that. Other breaking news this morning. Always
well,
have to see if
thing.
I can pry it out of you.
No, I've got a fun one for you, Bill. So now I'm not in studio this morning. I'm calling in remotely, and this is the first time I think that I have done a report for you from a CEO's office, but I am sitting in one right now. So not only that, but it ties to some very timely news. I am in Eric McDonald's office. He's the CEO and president of DocuTap, a growing tech company that just today is moving into their new office in downtown Sioux Falls. They're in the building that has come to be known as the Plaza. It's the old Western Surety building over at 9th and Phillips. And Eric and his team are just getting set up. There's boxes and everything everywhere. And he was nice enough to invite me over here to take a look and to talk a little bit about the move. So last time I talked to Eric, it wasn't that long ago, Bill. I mean, we're talking a matter of months ago. He had 150 employees. I started out saying, okay, so you're at about 150, right? He said, well, actually, we're up to 210.
Wow.
So, they are doing some great things at DocuTap. They're planning for more. They can fit up to 350 people in this new building, which incidentally is also going to be the new downtown home of Frontier Bank. We reported that one last week, but they have some real exciting plans, including a coffee shop on the main level, and there's talk of maybe adding another restaurant in this building, too. So a great project, and the team at DocuTap is getting settled in. They're going to move in here throughout the rest of the month.
Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. The cover story goes online on Wednesday and to print on Wednesday, and she comes back to join us Friday. This hour, we've talked a lot about the real estate side of it. Again, the figures for real estate actually came out on Thursday afternoon. The building permits always come out on the first of the month. Any trend there that you see, all the things that is going on?
You know, kind of more the same. I mean, building-wise, I think we're on track for our second best year ever, which is sort of as expected. You know, we set that record. We broke it by quite a bit last year. So we expected another good year, but not quite as strong. On the real estate side, you know, it's a healthy market. I mean, it still continues to be, I think, a strong seller's market. I noticed that the prices that sellers were getting for their houses are really close to listing price. Inventory seems to be opening up a little bit. I think we're going to see that continue throughout the year just because we're going to have some new product coming on the market. All those houses under construction right now are going to be under construction, not quite ready to go yet. So that's the direction that I see things going. You know, still, I think, a very good time to sell your house. And if you are in the market for a new one, maybe not as many options out there as you would like, although I think that the pool might be broadening here in the months ahead.
Well, we will see what happens. We are at month five of the year. We are in six, and the next report card we have will be the first half of 2014. And again, 2013 being the record-breaking year, and I saw you guys make reference to it last year. If last year was number one, it looks like 2014 will be number two as far as what we're seeing building permits and also as far as real estate being sold.
Yeah, I think so, and no reason to change that here, Bill, although I can't believe we're almost halfway through the year.
Amazing story. Well, yeah. Jody, we appreciate you joining us from a CEO's office this morning. We'll also look for more on the women in banking. I'm interested to see if that 20% that are on the upper level has trended upward in the last couple of years. I'll bet it has because we're seeing more and more of those.
Slow gains, Bill, is the name of the story there, I think.
All right, Jody, appreciate you taking time with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Coming up in our 10 o'clock hour, it's your agribusiness. Where in a show can you go talk agribusiness with Raven? We're going to talk ethanol with the guys that are getting ready to go out and fight the greenhouse effect that they're talking about. Plus, we're going to set you up with all the morning numbers. It's Your Agribusiness comes up. We got to take a bit of a coffee break, get ourselves ready. And we already have a couple of the stars in here. They're ready to talk at 10 o'clock. Rev is counting me down. He says, your time's up. Thank you for yours.